I talked to the two boys here. Couple of characters, aren't they?
They really are, but it's very useful, very interesting. I see. They only had a half hour with the U.S. attorneys.
Yeah.
Stand firm.
They had short session. Apparently, those guys had a busy day. They had hunting right there and all this breaking on the.
Yeah. What is that? Have we ever found out what the hell it is?
No. I haven't found out of it. Don't know if anybody knows or not. Nobody seems to have any idea what it is. Ehrlichman had some input on it that it was that was offered to Silbert at some point, and he didn't want it, which has put him in a very awkward position, which is he's denouncing the whole story as preposterous.
He's denouncing it?
Silbert is, yeah.
What is this, 8 cases of stuff that was carried out of the White House? Is that what it is?
That's what they say, out of Hunt's. It was the contents of Hunt's desk.
8 cases?
6 cases, I guess.
Oh, that's what it is.
6 cartons.
Carried to where? To an apartment?
It was taken to some place where it was stored for the summer by this guy's client. This guy's a lawyer who's telling this story. So his client stored it for the summer and then returned it to the committee to re-elect just before the election.
Have it then.
Which is a weird story.
They have it now then. They have the material.
I don't know. They don't. I don't know where the material is. What this guy's doing apparently is as all this stuff is coming out, this guy's scared he's going to get hung on an obstruction of justice thing, and so he's going in and filing notice that he knew about this. So
who is the guy, Bob? Is he somebody that worked for the committee, or?
It's a lawyer. Who his client is.
That's what I meant. Who's the client?
I don't know. I haven't any idea who his client is. He won't say. That's very strange.
Colson doesn't really know.
I don't know. I haven't. John Ehrlichman talked to Colson about it, so he may have more reading on it.
Another one.
Run all the way through with John. We have another one that gonna go with a story tomorrow.
Yeah.
That an associate of John Dean's, who is seeking to make John Dean's version of this whole thing public, so that Dean in his testimony before the grand jury will implicate people above and below himself, and will state that Haldeman engineered a cover-up to hide the involvement of presidential aides in the operation, and that one close associate said that Dean is prepared to tell whatever role he might have played in the Watergate case came as a result of orders from superiors in the White House. Despite the allegations, Dean had no advanced knowledge of the bugging, that the truth is long and broad, and it goes up and down, higher and lower, and that you can't make a case that this was just Mitchell and Dean. Dean will welcome the opportunity to tell his side to the grand jury. He's not going to go down in flames for the activities of others. It's called the White House for comment on that.
Oh, boy.
Tried to reach me, I guess, for comment.
Yeah.
And once he got it, he tried to reach Dean and finally got through to him. He's having his call screened by Fielding, and he's hiding in a hotel somewhere. And Dean called him back.
Yeah.
And Ron gave him this story, and Dean said his first comment was, oh, fuck. And then he said, I have a pretty good suspicion who it is, and he's got things scrambled. I never mentioned Haldeman. I just said higher up, apparently. And he said, then Ron said, well, why don't you call the Post then? The story's not true before they run it. And he said, well, Ron, there's some fact and some fiction in it. And I didn't call him and deny it. He said, why don't you call the Post and say that they can't run the story unless Dean confirms it, and Dean hasn't confirmed it. Ron said, that's ridiculous, John, and you know it. They won't hold on that. Suggested that Dean have Fielding call the Post and handle it. And Dean said, well, maybe I can do that. I want you to know I'm not playing games. This is a fishing-type story, and they're just trying to smoke something out. A little later, Dean called Ron back just a minute ago, as a matter of fact. And he said, I can't call the Post, but why don't you, Ron, call the guy from the Post and say that you have talked with me and that at no time did I say that Haldeman was in.
Well, that's what he's doing.
So Ron's going to try that, but he's afraid that Dean cleverly waited till 9:30 to tell him that so that it would be too late to change the story.
This is, Bob, these are the things that we sort of expect this, don't we?
Sure.
The Dean thing. We'll just stand firm on it. That's all. Don't you agree? What the hell else can you do?
I don't think we want to more of it lying down than we have.
I agree. Except I don't know what the hell to do with Dean. That's the problem, isn't that it?
Yep. He's obviously got other people playing his game now that are tougher than he intends to.
His lawyer, probably, huh?
Who is? His lawyer, yeah.
His associates up and down, huh? Suppose he's referring to Ehrlichman and you and know that who's down.
Well,
Wilson, of course.
Or it could be people over at the committee or, you know, LaRue and
Mitchell. Right.
All sorts of people.
Your fellows, I asked them their judgment and they said that whatever it's worth, I mean, they don't buy the garment theory. You know.
You mean on our taking any action now?
Yes. On
you taking any
on resigning. They said, well, just had to, of course, with all this, but they said that it would be a mission of guilt. That's what they'd say.
Well, I think they're right.
That's the point. So we're going to have to fight it out.
Admission of guilt. There as long as everywhere else really screws things up.
But the point is that what you do is to let them run their story and then their stories and so forth and so on. But then we have to play it, as they say, day by day. And if the U.S. attorney is confronted with a tough choice, whether he's going to indict or put you on a list of non-indictable people.
Or nothing at all, which is what they think he's going to do.
At this moment, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't think he's got corroboration, but if he doesn't, why, that's that. And,
they probably told you they find this whole procedure highly irregular.
Yeah, they do. But they say it's done.
Yeah.
It's irregular, but it's done.
Yeah. This guy's really an interesting guy.
Yeah, he sure is. I like them both.
Dude.
They both say they have, I don't think they've seen these stories, but I mean, they're going to be affected by stories that come out. I told them, I said, you're going to have a hell of a lot of stories here. It's going to be blasting off. And I think you got to expect more of it, don't you?
Yep.
Yep. We just batten down the hatches and take it. Isn't that right?
I'm not sure how. We've got to get the legal part perfected.
Yeah.
And then we've got to move on to the public.
On the PR.
We can't just hunker down and take it for...
I agree. They of course, ruled. I didn't talk to them about... What do they think about your making a statement or something or that sort of thing? They're
worried about it, but they see that they're not close to it at this point.
That's right.
I think there's... You know, we can probably convince them that that's not a bad idea.
Right.
They've gone over my statement. I've given it to them.
Right.
They don't have much trouble with it except in a couple areas.
Right. Incidentally, are you and John going to Florida?
I don't know. We were planning to.
Yeah.
With the thing with them, we're trying to figure out whether we should or not. It may be that we ought not to be gone this weekend.
We ought to work with your attorney.
Yeah.
Probably so. But do what you want. You're certainly welcome.
That's very nice.
Nice hell. It's just whatever you want, you know.
We were concerned about appearance if we don't go or if I don't, but I don't really think that matters much, especially because
it's Easter. You're going to stay with your family.
You know, I hadn't thought about it. We just say you're going down to spend Easter with your family, and we're spending Easter with our families.
That's right. It's a family deal, sure.
If we don't go, what we might do, if it's okay, is go up to Camp David.
Right.
For a day or two.
Excellent idea.
We've got reporters camping on the door here now.
Oh, Christ, yes. Go up to Camp David, Bob.
We'll see. But,
incidentally, and I have the cabinet tomorrow. Be sure to be there.
Yes, sir. Don't worry.
Don't worry. We're going to be right there. And a lot of
strong conviction about you're going to follow this through, but don't support anybody. Don't say you stand by us or anything.
No, why not? I mean, that,
I just think you should. There's so many weird bounces in this. If one of us gets a bad bounce at some point and has to do something, then you
right.
In your face.
I say then that we're investigating this whole thing, that I...
And that I'm not going to mention any names.
Any names.
Because, as I said publicly, I will say privately to you, there is going to be no cover-up in this. This is going to, our record on this investigation is going to, we've done everything we could in the proper fashion.
Right. That's what you say.
Respecting both the need to prosecute and the need to protect.
Right. You'd prefer, rather than to say that I stand by Ehrlichman and Holloman, that sort of thing, that's what I was...
Because, see, the thing is, nobody yet has a word about Ehrlichman, and they're now all saying that there is no evidence on me.
Tell the story, that's a Dean, though.
Yeah, that's right, and that's Dean, and that it may not go out.
Well, they mean the Post will use it, don't you think?
I don't know, they may not. I'm telling you what, there's a...
It's a dangerous thing.
...being played here. There's a lot of rough games being played here, and it's...
They may be afraid of the libel.
We come out better playing a strong game than we do a weak game all the way along, but I don't think in that that you, as president, should now endorse anybody.
Exactly. I guess you're right.
Because in the first place, if you say I...
First, then...
Holloman and Dick Ehrlichman...
That's what I say about Mitchell.
Then you leave them out. What do you say about Mitchell? What do you say about Dean?
That's right.
A lot more suspicion on Dean now. Are you going to say you stand by me, but not...
That's right. That's right. And if I say that, then Dean says, what the hell, why don't I stand by him?
You could say, I'm not going to mention any names, but I would caution any of you to come to any conclusions about any individuals.
Yeah, that's right.
Because there are a lot of loose charges here, as well as some valid ones.
That's right. That's right.
And until they're properly sorted out, it would be very wise for everybody to keep his mouth shut.
That's right.
And his mind open.
Right. Good, Bob. That's good. This thing about this stuff and hot stuff that was carted up, I don't know what. Huh?
It's incredible. This thing is so freaking bizarre that it's
yeah. But you say sober, what does he say about it? I didn't hear that.
Well, Ehrlichman has some story, I guess he got from Coulson, saying that it was, this material was offered to Silbert at some point. They said they'd give it to him, and he said he didn't want it. And that puts him in a very sticky wicket now that it's known that it exists. So he has said this story that this lawyer had it, or that this lawyer's client had it for all through the summer. It's preposterous. Kind of a stupid thing for him to say. There's no point in his saying anything. But he overreacted, I guess, to this. And lawyers may have told you when they talked to Sober today, they said he was very uptight and very formal and obviously sort of harassed. They know Sober very well, though. They know
that. But Sober, yeah, they only met him once. The lawyer says that he offered it to Sober. Is that the story?
No. Coulson says. So Coulson obviously must know something about this. And I think, John, I didn't get the full fill on this because John came in at the end of the meeting with the
Coulson was offered to Sober.
Yeah.
Contents of his safe. His office.
Of his office. His safe, obviously. Mm-hmm. His safe they didn't get in. So and it doesn't. They said the things are from his desk.
Yeah.
From Hunt's desk. It was the next morning. I see. That could be Coulson, who was worried about the safe, as I recall.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Who may have told somebody, for heaven's sake, get over there and.
Anyway,
we got to be careful not to draw a conclusion.
That's right.
Just really don't know.
We don't know. That's right.
And
that's right.
Be awful unfair to somebody. But
that's right. I couldn't agree more.
Something.
That's right. We're not going to do that. Well, it's certainly the difficult one here to figure out is Dean, isn't it? God damn him. He's I don't know what.
He's totally distorted in his own mind now, and consequently, I guess, very dangerous.
Yeah.
But. Sort of pathetic at the same time.
Yeah. Save himself.
Boring, and is
saying anything.
Swinging out in all kinds of ways.
That's right.
have to see.
That's right. Thank you.
Okay.